You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
On morning television this week, ABC and NBC are staging a rematch of this memorable contest from 2008. Don't you love this fight card? Palin Couric. Yesterday, Katie Couric returned to morning television on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're glad to have Katie Couric along. How does it feel?
I'm happy to be here, George. Thank you for inviting me, first
Absolutely.
Of all.
Of course she is. And just 15 minutes ago...
Governor, it's nice to have you here. By the way, she told me a funny story. Tell everybody what happened when you were coming to 30 Rock yesterday.
Oh, geez, Matt. The nicest lady in the world. She stopped me, asked me where I was headed. I said 30 Rock, and she said, oh, honey, come here. I told you, Tina Fey is here.
Oh, geez, Matt. It's not Tina Fey. No, that is Sarah Palin co-hosting with Matt Lauer. Not quite the face-off we all remember 4 years ago from the campaign trail when Couric was the anchor of the CBS Evening News.
And when it comes to establishing your worldview, I was curious, what newspapers and magazines did you regularly read before you were tapped for this to stay informed and to understand the
world? I've read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically? I'm curious that you...
All of them, any of them that have been in front of me over all these years. I have a vast variety of sources where we get our news to.
Ooh, a bright moment for Katie Couric, who had few at CBS News. It was a media moment for Sarah Palin that knocked out some of her momentum and also fueled the comedy writers at Saturday Night Live for months, if not years. Joining us this morning is Bill Carter, media correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, author of The War for Late Night. Bill, welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you.
And I guess you'll get started on the new book, Shock and Awe, The Battle for Morning TV, huh?
I don't know if there's a book in this one, but it's certainly, this has raised the level of interest in morning, which has been, you know, the same story for 16 years.
And the same
today dominates, and GMA does anything it can to catch up. That's the main story that we've been watching.
What's at stake for the networks economically in winning this battle that might seem trivial to public radio listeners?
It's very important financially. If GMA were to actually take over first place on a permanent basis, for them to win one single week, it's just for to break that awful streak. That's all they want for ABC at this point. But if they took over, it'd be enormously important because the Today Show is the biggest money making show in television and makes something like $250 million a year in profit. So clearly, this is a huge battleground and one that NBC will fight tooth and nail to preserve, which is why you see them reaching out to somebody like Sarah Palin today.
So I tweeted yesterday that Palin versus Couric between ABC and NBC is a little like the Hunger Games for those two networks. But when you add CBS News, the morning news having Oprah on this week as well, it's more like Game of Thrones over at HBO. Does CBS have a play here?
Well, they really don't have a long-term play. I mean, they obviously have Gail King on there, which gives them some connection to Oprah. I mean, if they installed Oprah as the co-host, they might have a chance, but they've never been in the game. However, any improvement they make, if they could make it over the long term with this new format, would mean financial benefit for them, so that they're interested in doing better, for sure.
You've covered this for a long time. Why would someone choose the Today Show over GMA and then Good Morning America, that is. And then why would someone change their mind? What kinds of things cause audiences to shift? Is it even known?
Yes. I think that there's a level of comfort that people establish with these morning shows. Now, clearly, they also could be just better produced. And I think for years, the Today Show was extremely well produced and just a better show than GMA. And GMA has tried different formulas. But, clearly the personalities are a factor. And let's face it, Katie Couric was an enormous star when she was there. And Matt Lauer has become the dominant figure in the morning. He is by far the single most important factor in the morning. So it is the comfort factor and this how this group sort of functions together at this hour when you're getting up and you're walking around, you're getting dressed and you're kind of hearing it. And you want to be just in that particular party that they're having or conversation that they're having. And it gets momentum. You get to the point where that's what I watch. That's the show I watch. That's the show I'm going to be comfortable with. And if a factor changes, that can alter that. And that seems to be what's happened here.
All right. So public radio listeners may be throwing their radios across the room this morning, but I want to get way down in the weeds here. All right. If it's the Lauer factor on the Today Show, okay, NBC's today is down about 1% year to year, okay, in audience. Yeah. But GMA with George Stephanopoulos is up. They've actually grown in total viewers and in the prime demographic. Is Stephanopoulos having a Lauer moment? And if so, why add Katie Couric?
Well, I don't think George is having a Lauer moment, interestingly, because, you know, they just reinstalled George on their Sunday morning show, and he's doing two jobs, and everybody assumed that's because eventually he'll slide back into that and they'll replace him, which is very strange. I think it's much, even though it's only 1% for the season for today's show, it's more lately it's been bigger, that they've been losing viewers more than GMA's gaining viewers. I think they've only gained maybe 5%. It's not that they're gaining that many viewers, it's that today's show is losing some of the enormous number that they had as an advantage over. I don't think it's George Stephanopoulos. I really don't. I think they've changed the formula a little bit. They've made it a little bit more tabloidy at ABC News, I think. It's a little more exciting, and they're getting more bump out of that than they are out of their personality. Matt Lauer has lost none of his popularity that I can see. The question that today's show has to face is, what changed in the past year? What was the big difference? Well, Meredith Vieira left, and they put Ann Curry in. Is Ann Curry the factor? Everybody says she has great research. She does very well with all these surveys that they do, but Is the chemistry right? Does she work well with Matt Lauer the way that Katie did and Meredith did? Some people say no to that.
Well, maybe they need some new chemists over at CBS. The CBS this morning is down 11 or 12%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gather Charlie Rose is not having a Matt Lauer moment.
Well, he's not, and you have to ask your question about that. Is Charlie Rose the right guy? Charlie's a great interviewer on his show, but it's a slower show. It's not a morning show. And, you know, he's an older guy. So you have to ask all these questions about whether or not the format works rather than the personality works, too. Is that the right format that they've adapted at CBS? I don't know. I think they're just so far behind, it's very hard to make a change there.
Oh, well, if we haven't chased you all the way, to check out Sarah Palin and Katie Couric on morning television this morning. Thanks to Bill Carter, media correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, author of The War for Late Night. Bill, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.